the facade of the Nativity, Portal of Charity. I wanted this great facade to be like a catechism for worshippers, which is why I devoted it to the human and family side of Jesus. It had to be a book that told the story of the main events of Jesus' childhood with his parents. First, look at the middle doorway. Can you see that it is built in the shape of a grotto? It represents the stable in Bethlehem, which has always been a much-loved image in Mediterranean countries, particularly here in this region. If you go over to the central column, you will see that it is inscribed with Christ's family tree. It begins with Adam and Eve's original sin, which is shown by the serpent and the apple you can see at the base, and it ends with the birth of Christ, who is to save mankind from sin. The infant Jesus is lovingly held by the Virgin Mary under the attentive gaze of Saint Joseph. To be honest, I've never understood why Saint Joseph has always been relegated to a secondary role in Christian art, when he was in fact the pillar and support of the Holy Family. To reclaim the importance of Joseph, I wanted him to be a common presence in the church, which is why you will often come across him.
Take a look at the groups of carvings that decorate this entrance. On the left and right of the crib, the wise kings and the shepherds are seen adoring the child, while a choir of angels celebrates the good news by singing and playing their musical instruments. If you look further up, you can see the Annunciation scene, where the Virgin Mary is kneeling before the Archangel Gabriel, listening to the news that she is to become the Mother of God. And a little further up is the coronation of the Virgin Mary.
Yes, I know what you are thinking. What about that great green ceramic tree that stands out from the entire facade? That, my friend, is the Tree of Life, an evergreen cypress that represents eternity. It is quite simply the legacy of the life and triumph of Christ. That is why it is covered in doves, who represent the faithful who come to God. Can you see any other symbols? Look for the pelican at the foot of the tree. That is the primitive Christian symbol that refers to the Eucharist. The letters JHS are Jesus' anagram. The Star of Bethlehem and the signs of the zodiac are placed in their position on the night Jesus was born. There is also a lamb, the symbol of innocence, and a dog, which stands for loyalty. Can you find them? Be patient and search with your heart, because the Sagrada Familia is a symbol that is, in turn, full of symbols, and everything is there for a reason.